Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz video recap. Today is January 5th, 2024, the first video of 2024 we're doing. And we had a pretty slow week, but there is some news to cover. We reported about potential pre-Google New Year's Eve volatility, which has been volatile all week. So Google Search Console feature request, top of them, Google Group spam, the decay of the internet search, and so much more. So definitely stay tuned. And of course, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Bruce Clay. Bruce Clay is one of the founding fathers of the SEO space, doing search marketing optimization since 1996. Wow. Bruce is big into SEO training. Check them out at seotraining.com. And also to learn more, check out bruceclay.com at bruceclay.com. Thank you so much, Bruce, for sponsoring. Deeply appreciate it. And thanks for all your support over the years. Okay, so I reported about, on December 30th actually, a potential Google search ranking algorithm update. Of course, Google's not out there pushing updates on Christmas or pre-Christmas or post-Christmas or New Year's or pre-New Year's or right after New Year's. They're not around doing it, but there's a lot of volatility over the past week, starting the night before Christmas Eve, and going through, even through this week. A lot of volatility. The tools all spiked around December 30th. But the chatter has continued, and it's really going through the roof even through today. So there is a lot of chatter. There's hundreds of comments on my last post, which I posted about on December 30th. You can take a look at that if you want. Beware. There is definitely a lot of volatility, and you should definitely be aware that it's not just you. If you did see any ranking changes, there's a lot of people who are experiencing that. I also posted the big Google Webmaster Report, a January 2024 Google Webmaster Report, where I cover and recap all the stuff that happened over the past 30 days, specifically with Google organic search. So definitely take a look at that. The big things are the November 2023 reviews update completed after a 29-day rollout. A lot of unconfirmed Google algorithm updates. Google confirmed the openness signal has been strengthened specifically for local search, and a lot more news. So definitely check out that news if you were a little bit on vacation over the past month. I posted a big Google Search Console feature request list. I asked on Twitter or X, you know, what features would you like to see from Google Search Console in 2024? And I got tons, hundreds of responses. I try to combine all the responses in one list and weed out all the duplicates. And I had a list of about 60 plus feature requests. So definitely take a look at that post. I posted on January 3rd at seroundtable.com with that list. And people are still responding to that. So if you want to click through to the X post, you'll definitely see even more responses and feedback. Hopefully Google will be reading that and implementing some of those changes over 2024. Google has announced that they are going to be removing Usenet groups from Google Groups because it just can't deal with the spam that's on Usenet. This is very interesting because just a few weeks ago, Glenn Game and others noticed that Google Groups spam has been surfacing a lot in the Google search results. And maybe this is Google's way on the search side to go ahead and deal with some of that spam by removing some of the most spammy stuff that enters into Google Groups alone. This way, Google Search won't show it. It's going to be going away on February 22nd. This is a nice spot from Glenn Gabe. This is a report about on Bleeping Computers. So we will see if that helps solve some of the spam that Google Search is having around Google Groups. Talking about Google properties not doing so well with Google Search, it seems like YouTube had a significant drop in visibility in Google News specifically. This is supported by Will Flanagan, the SEO editor at Wall Street Journal, who's keeping track of these things. And he showed a chart from TriSalute software, which tracks the Google News search results. And it showed a significant drop in visibility specifically for YouTube, from a 9.7 visibility score, 9.7% of queries, I guess, to show up in YouTube shows up in Google News, down to only 1.5% of queries showing up in Google News. This is a really big change. Only one tool is reporting this, but many tools do not actually track YouTube in Google News. So that's a pretty nice find from Will. A Wharton professor named Ethan Mollick, who I think is pretty popular online, has lots of followers. He went ahead and posted about his disappointment with overall internet search. He said, "There is no greater way to feel the overall decay of internet search than to try to figure out when and if a new season of a show is coming out." Which is interesting because then what happened was Bing responded to him saying, which show you're searching for. At Bing, we really do try. These are popular queries. So lots of sites are trying to SEO themselves to get traffic. Google has not responded to that. I don't think he replied to that question asking what query that was, which is interesting. But in any event, there are a lot of complaints about the decay of internet search in general, and it's nice to see that Bing actually responded to that. Google Data Highlighter, that tool you could use in Google Search Console Legacy to actually mark up your pages with a highlighter tool and say, this is the markup that should be there, this is the structure that should be there, without using structured data or markup on your website, just highlighting it using a tool, still works according to John Mueller. But there's a caveat. Ryan Levering from Google said, and these are the caveats, the schema types in the data highlighter are not all actively consumed in visual features, and some have not been updated to support fields that are required by more recent features. He said, but the data will still flow like markup, and I've seen some pop up in some of our features. It's still a small amount. So basically, if you're using the data highlighter tool, it's not going to work for everything because Google hasn't updated it to support all the features and required fields that are necessary, but maybe in 2024 that will be coming. So keep that in mind. Most of you probably don't even know what the data highlighter tool is. I actually did a poll asking what people, you know, do you use a data highlighter tool? And 83.5% of those who took the poll said they do not use it, do not use data highlighter. And only 79% people actually took the poll, which means even more so that people have no clue what data highlighter is. Again, I don't blame people because it's a really old tool and people haven't used it. Google hasn't really mentioned it in a long time and hasn't updated it in a long time. Google's John Mueller spoke about why important links that you think are important may not be important at all or helpful. He said, one, PageRank is per page, so random pages on important domains are still random pages. DA, the person who talked about DA, which is a domain authority, is not a Google thing, so keep that in mind. If it's from basically from your parent company, maybe you have a more persistent page that they could use, so maybe link from better pages that are more higher up, and Google is able to index those. No tool shows every link ever, so keep that in mind. And trying to understand how links work is fine, but don't over-focus on links. He said you're too over-focused on links and stop focusing too much on links because it's not the end-all and be-all. Google Business Profiles had this interesting thing where it was showing the services for a specific business in a different language. It turns out that if you create your Google Business Profile in a different language, Google will override the services to be in that language. You got to be very careful with that. A local search forum thread went through this, and Jan Gilbert said, This actually happens. He said, when a listing was set up by someone using a different language, it will show those services in that language. So you got to be careful how you set it up. Otherwise, you might want to just delete the listing or leave the listing and start a new listing because you'll probably be messed up going forward unless Google fixes this issue. Google is testing blue highlighted headers in the Google mobile search results. This is spotted by SatAK. Here's a screenshot. Google actually tested this many, many times over the years. This is another test, slightly different than the previous test. Google search it has these new stock features where it has Explore Stocks Carousel. Here's a screenshot of that. This is spotted by Sean Goodman. Google has launched new graphical weather designs for mobile. And I think this is live on like some Android devices, but now it's live on iPhone devices. This is spotted by Lily Ray. And yes, it seems to be live for everybody. Google Search is testing under the local panels units available to rent. Here is a screenshot from Dan Buscio. I could actually replicate this myself, where it actually shows under the local panel these units available to rent, which links back to their website, where you can actually go ahead and look more of those information on those units that you could actually go ahead and rent. Bing is testing copying Google's knowledge panel design. It looks almost exactly like the Google knowledge panel design. I can't replicate this, but this is spotted by Kashul, who here's a screenshot of that, how it looks on Bing, which pretty much looks exactly the same on Google. Bing is also testing showing square fav icons. So we've all been seeing these circle fav icons with these outlines and so forth, but now Bing is testing square, it seems like it's live for me, square fav icons in the Bing search results. This was spotted by Kashul as well. So the past week or so, Microsoft has launched the Copilot apps for iOS and Android. Android came out first and then iOS. But technically the Copilot app is the same thing as the Bing chat app without Bing search. So if you want to, they're actually the same thing. Mikhail Parahan from Microsoft said it's the same model, just some people prefer to land on chat right away. So if you want to land on chat right away, get the Copilot app. If you like to have Bing and chat at the same time, download the Bing app or get both. Also, the Bing Copilot app is going to get plugin support just like the Bing chat app has. So keep that in mind. And also, OpenAI is launching the GPT store next week. This was spotted by Greg Sterling and a bunch of other people. They sent out an email yesterday that they're going to be announcing this new GPT store, which people could actually go ahead and post their own applications that they use with the GPT API, and people could consume those and pay for them maybe potentially, which is going to be pretty big, I think. ChatGPT Browse with Bing feature has a different implementation of Bing search than Bing search uses on their own site. Obviously, like, you know, OpenAI and Bing search have a relationship, and the relationship is they can actually integrate with each other, but the implementations are slightly different, so keep that in mind when using both services. Google's John Mueller was providing SEO services or SEO support. They don't charge for that support, but SEO support over the New Year's weekend. He provided it to dozens and dozens of threads, which he always does. He's done this for the past 16 years. He also does this on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve. So thank you, John, for all you do. And finally, I launched, after 13 plus years of having the old Search Engine Roundtable design, the new Search Engine Roundtable version 5 is out. It's a completely different front-end design. The back-end is actually being upgraded still. There are a lot of back-end upgrades as well, but the core back-end is still being updated. But that should be out as well soon. But the design is drastically different. It's a much more modern design, which some people love and some people hate. I apologize. Got to do the update. There's a lot of functional changes that were done to improve the overall code quality because that old site was breaking, and I had to upgrade it. So thank you to all those involved. Of course, Jimmy at Rusty Brick, Shamari at Rusty Brick for the design, as well as the whole Rusty Brick team. And, of course, Glenn Gabe for debugging a lot of the SEO issues that I had when I was beta testing it is also going live. There's a lot of things on the list that I still need to get to, but thank you so much, and I hope you guys like the new design and keep with it. I appreciate all the comments and all the feedback over the years, and I hope to keep improving it over time. Everyone have a great, safe, healthy weekend. Thanks to Bruce Clay for sponsoring, and everyone be well, safe, and healthy. I'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.